And I was number four, and they only picked three. But anyway,
she probably was.
I think there was a Dr. Mary that I thought made it.
Mary Neal.
The show.
Yep, Mary Neal. To Heaven and Back. That's going to be our next interview. And what's the name of your book again? Pearls of Wisdom.
Yes, I have Pearls of Wisdom, and then I also have another book, anthologies I have, is Extraordinary You, The Art of Living a Lusciously Spirited, Vibrant Life. And yeah, check out my website. I have some free gifts on there for people.
All right.
And so one of the other things that they talked to me about during my near-death experience was about other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up very Christian. You have one life, and then it's heaven or hell. That's it.
Right.
So when they were telling me this, I'm like, really? Like, that's not how I was raised. And they said, oh, absolutely. And they didn't even want to call them past lives because they said they're affecting you now. We're just calling these other lifetimes. And then they showed me images and sensations and taught me how to be in the world, still be able to be guided, and sometimes have to say no to people, but doing that caringly, and then seeing the effect, the ripple effect, and how you speak to a particular person, how that affects the next person that they speak to, and then
right.
the next person that they speak to.
Yes, the ripple effect.
And
absolutely.
Yes. And they showed me how it had certain patterns in lifetimes, and that in this lifetime I was going to break all of that.
Wow.
Really stepping out of what I had been doing and what I thought was possible for me and my soul's evolution.
Now that you know all that and have been, and that was spoken to you,
yeah.
Do you just have kind of a happy life now and you know that that's all happening and you're on the right road? Do you ever get sad or depressed? This is the question I ask people who have had near-death experiences. It's like, now that you think you know everything, do you still have your down days?
Very rarely.
Wow. All
yeah.
right.
Very, very rarely. And people all the time are saying, my gosh, you have so much energy. You're so dynamic. What did you do? How much did you get done today? That normally would have taken me 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. I do. I just have so much energy. And I'm like, okay, what's next? Okay, now what? Let's keep moving forward. And the thing, though, that I laugh at myself, because they also spoke about judging other people and that it's very important not to judge, because when you judge, you limit the amount of light and the amount of love that can be in your heart and your body. And same, you know, with that person, that you're not accepting the gift that they do have. And so I know that. I know they taught me that, and they showed me, and I felt it. And yet, I still find myself judging people or judging that person's car or why did they wear that shirt with those pair of pants.
Or whatever. That. Yeah. And you know what?
And then I just go, okay, yeah. Put the brakes on.
It's so draining. It's draining to be judging, and it's so time consuming.
Yes.
It's such an empty event. It's such an empty activity to do. It just doesn't even give you anything good, only bad.
Exactly. If you have a habit of it, it's just like breaking any other habit to catch yourself doing it. Oh, there I go again. And, you know, not to shame yourself, but just keep loving yourself, too.
Right, yeah. It's probably
go,
the
okay,
human
start over.
Probably the human condition, you know, part of being alive, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so you came back. You've been living this. Tell us a little bit about what you do now in your present life.
How I really assist people and their animals is I have clients all over the United States and some all over the world, too. And because the communication that I do with animals and people is telepathic, that means time nor distance matter. So I could work with someone who's sitting across from me and assist them with insights and direction, or I can be working with someone 2,000 miles away.
So, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So 95% of the people and animals that I work with, I never see them. It's all done over the phone. And I like them to send me a picture, though.
Right.
And that's like a springboard. I'm not reading the picture. I'm just looking at the picture going, oh, border collie. Or, oh, this is an orange cat named Frank that lives in New Jersey. Okay, great.
Right.
And that is kind of the call letters that particular personal energetic blueprint that I use to scan in on, and then, like it has been for 37 years, the words, pictures, and feelings show themselves to me.
Right.
And I really translate that for people. Then I tell them, oh, this is what your dog is saying, and this is why it's chewing on your furniture, or this is why your cat runs away and doesn't come back for a week. This is why your horse is jigging on your trail rides and won't behave, or
okay.
Any kind of question.
And let's once again give your website, Asia Voigt. Asia, like the continent, and Voigt, like the actor, John Voigt, V-O-I-G-H-T, AsiaVoigt.com. And so the information on how to get a hold of you is there.
Yes.
And you do readings for people too, right?
Right. I also do readings for people. And then I also teach classes. And I've been teaching classes for 15 years, and many of them are webinars or teleseminars. So again, people from all over the world can work with me.
Now, do you think that only certain people can talk to animals? Because I have to tell you, as much as I love animals and I'm so connected to them, and I am, never heard a word they've said. So, I mean, I'm just a different person than you, right? I love them. I want to support them, but I can't hear them. Is that true? Most people can't, and only a few can? It's a gift?
I would say that there definitely is a couple of, you know, pieces that pull this together. One is having a gift, just like there are some people who are better gymnasts, better at playing the piano, and better at math.
Right.
Okay? There's going to be a predisposition towards that gift.
Mm-hmm.
Also, practicing and finding a teacher that knows how to help you specifically and really give you the support and the feedback. So I have found many of my students are able to communicate with their own animals, and many of them have also gone on to become professional animal communicators.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. So you do the, is this your job now?
It is. It's my full-time job and has been for the last 15 years, and I'm usually booked 2 to 3 months out in advance. I'm
wow.
so busy.
Now, it says here dolphin and whale trips. Where do you do those?
Oh, gosh, yes. They're wonderful, and I'm working on planning a dolphin trip probably July of 2013. People can get signed up for that now, though, in Bimini, Bahamas.
Wow.
Have you ever been there?
No. No, I have not.
Oh, these spotted dolphins
would
are
I like
the
to
golden
go?
Retrievers of the world.
Would I like to go? Yes.
Yes.
So keep me posted on that. You never know. July is my birthday month. Maybe I need to go to the Bahamas.
Yes. It's like swimming in a pool. It's shallow. Because a lot of people get a little nervous sometimes about the water, but the Bimini Bay is 200 miles where the water is between 10 and 40 feet deep. Yeah.
So dolphins and snorkeling, I bet.
Correct. And then with the whales, I've done 2 trips in the Dominican Republic, and it's the closest thing that I've had to being with the whales is the closest thing I've experienced on Earth to a near-death experience.
And do they speak to you?
Yes.
And what do they say? I can only imagine.
Yeah, if you can see the hair on my arm right now, it just shot up because it's like, whoo, just the tingles from thinking of speaking to them. So loving, so absolutely unconditionally loving and profound how they care about us humans and the waters of the world and wanting to help support us and awaken everyone to this connection that we talk about, that we dream about, but we're not being it.
Wow. And warning. Do they give warnings?
Do they give warnings? I can't say that they gave a warning. I think they just kept supportive. I would describe it more as being supportive and urging, just strong urging.
Mm-hmm.
It was really beautiful when I was with a singing whale. And I took 20 students with me. And part of me, the very first trip I went on with them, I thought, is there going to even be any whales? What if I disappoint my students? There were whales everywhere, and they have the entire ocean, and yet they choose to swim with us, to hang out with us, sometimes for 10 minutes, sometimes for 2-3 hours.
Wow. Amazing.
And the one that was singing, we could feel it coming up through the boat. And for about 20 minutes, it felt like it was miles above and below and around you and going through your bones, this ancient song that all the whales know the exact same song.
I believe you, and I could talk to you all day about so many things, but we're out of time. And is there anything you want to leave us with, our listeners, today for KMPS?
Yes, is that through all these really some very challenging things that I've had in my lifetime, and especially, you know, I was in a fire, I've had a challenging childhood. But, you know, the most paralyzed, the most challenging part is the 10 years when I was a teenager that my intuition was turned off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to rate that more painful, more challenging, more isolating than even having your body severely burned. And so when I think that people aren't in touch with that, however you go about finding that way to find that spirit, that wisdom within you, I really urge you to do that.
Thank you, Asia Voigt.
Thank you so much.